I'm joined by musician Elliot Morris. Now, you just come off stage. What was it like? What was the atmosphere like?
It was a lot of fun, yeah. Obviously, with this being the first year, I didn't know what to expect, but just a lovely sight. Really great audience as well. I had a lot of fun.
And what do you think of the festival so far?
Brilliant. As I say, just it's just a perfect site for a music festival, so it's so good that they've gone ahead and done it, and everyone seems to be having a really good time. The weather's holding up as well, which is always good for a British festival. So,
and how would you describe your music?
It's a hard question. Jokingly, I've said to people before that it's sort of singer-songwritery, guitar-y, slappy-tappy, folky, pop, I guess. Yeah, that'll do.
And who are your influences, would you say?
Loads of people. So the guitar style stuff's come from, there's some really great instrumental guitar players that influenced me, like Eric Roach and Michael Hedges. But grew up with mum and dad, you know, playing me some really good music. They're musically talentless, they can't play, but they listen to good people like John Martin and Beatles and all the, you know, everyone's tick list. And then I'm also into sort of more rocky stuff, like Reuben and Biffy Clyro, and then folky people as well, like Seth Lakeman and Jim Murray. Yeah.
And you've just been playing Billie Jean. Now, I think I overheard you telling a bit of an anecdote about Cleethorpes.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, it turns out I was telling people that I wrote it and that it was a traditional Lincolnshire folk story that I'd set to music with Quincy Jones, obviously joking, because of course it's not from Lincolnshire, or so I thought. And then I was playing a show on the coast, and someone came up to me and they said, "You do realise that it was written in Cleethorpes?" And I looked it up, and it turns out that the guy who wrote Michael Jackson's albums with him was a guy called Rod Templeton, and he did grow up in Cleethorpes and then moved to America and obviously met Michael Jackson, and the rest is history. And every so often, you know, I'll tell the story, and occasionally, like, it's not necessarily if I'm in Lincolnshire, but someone will tell me a bit more of the story. So they'll say, "Yeah, you know, I've met him, or apparently he had a brother who lived nearby and who was a musician as well, and he didn't move to America." I'm sorry. Understand, so it just keeps sort of evolving.
Yeah.
That's what's really nice about telling stories and, you know, trying to connect with an audience and sort of interact, is you do sort of learn a lot, you know, and things grow, and I guess that's what folk music is all about, is spreading messages and people coming back with different answers or different opinions or whatever.
And what's next for you?
I'm recording a new album at the moment alongside lots of gigs and bits and bobs, and EP, and that EP will be out hopefully end of September, start of October. That's the plan, and you know, other sort of summer gigs and festivals and stuff to keep me busy, and then release that. Yeah.